Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, hi again, everyone. I'm 1010 Wins Sports Director Mark Renee. This is On the Mark as we take a dive into the stories behind the stories in sports. And today, a fun one. We've got Brian Kulbacki with us. He is with the Departed Souls Brewery based in Jersey City. And we're spotlighting these guys because they have recently come out with the beer called Trash Can Banger. It's an IPA that takes a little shot at the Houston Astros and their sign-stealing scandal. Hey, Brian, thank you for joining me. I appreciate the time. Tell us, please, what the inspiration was for Trash Can Banger.
Well, thanks for having me. You know, here we're a tiny team here in Jersey City, and, you know, we like to throw a lot of pop culture references into our beer names, and we're all very, very big sports fans, and I think everyone's pretty well aware at this point that we do not have a baseball team in New Jersey. So we get to pick and choose our allegiances, and we get to pick and choose who we dislike. And there was a fairly easy target for everybody this year. And we were just looking to have some fun and do something cool. And, you know, it's hard to come up with an original beer name these days. So we started planning this beer back in February when two teams would have been playing approximately around the time it was going to be released. And unfortunately, the pandemic hit us all, and we were sitting here staring at a pile of cans and no baseball season. And we got to the point where push came to shove, and we were just so darn tired of talking about the pandemic and its effects and crying about no baseball, that we figured we would bring a little baseball to the life of everybody around here.
And I noticed that the design of the can is reminiscent of the Astros rainbow uniforms. Whose idea was that?
Totally coincidental. Totally coincidental. We never knew about it, never seen it. We're all young. You know, we just we're trying to have fun with it at the end of the day. Frankly, I'm a huge baseball fan, and I probably have jerseys from, I don't know, 15, 20 teams. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a baseball fan that doesn't think that rainbow jersey is one of the coolest jerseys in the history of Major League Baseball. So when we were trying to come up with this name and link it all together, but not you know, not offend anybody and ideally not take anybody's trademarks or copyrights or anything like that. It was just sort of it was the thing that stuck out the most.
All right. I want to talk about the beer itself. I'm a big beer fan, a little bigger
that
than
should
I should be.
That should be the important
frankly.
Part, right?
Yeah. What's been the reaction from your customer base?
They love it, man. You know, we've been open about 5 years now. We distributed our first keg June 16th of 2015. I personally have been doing all of our brewing. I used to run our canning line up until about 4 or 5 months ago. You know, I was so ingrained in everything the brewery did and never really took a step back. And when the pandemic hit, was really the first time where I had a second to sit and breathe, because I had the team staying at home for a couple weeks to make sure they stayed healthy. And it gave me the opportunity to really re-immerse myself in new brewing techniques and styles and read journals and listen to podcasts and just pick up on a few things. And this is really the first beer that we brewed since the initial push of the pandemic that we we really were able to apply a lot of those things that I picked up on. And it's really changed the type of beer we're putting out. It's beautiful, smooth-bodied beer, a lot of a great mouthfeel to it, tons of hop flavor, tons of citrus from the hops, a nice sweetness from the milk sugar. It really was an opportunity to reinvent ourselves. And I'm really happy it came out great because if it didn't, I put myself on a pretty big stage to fall flat on my face.
Yeah, yeah. So how did you get into brewing in the first place?
I bartended to help pay my way through college. I went to college in Boston, obviously a huge sports town nowadays. And I was up there when the Sox won the World Series, their first World Series, however long that was. And kind of fell in love with craft beer while I was up there. I moved to Miami after college, and there was no craft beer scene in Miami at the time. Now there's a phenomenal one. So I started reading about homebrewing back then. And then in 2009, I moved home to help my family with their business in East Brunswick. At the same time, my best friend got diagnosed with celiac disease. He was a teacher by trade, but helped manage a restaurant in Princeton. Run a restaurant in Princeton on the side. And unfortunately, he passed away in a car accident commuting between those two jobs in 2010. And him and I were the buddies, man. He's a huge, huge Yankees fan. But him having celiac disease the last year of his life, he it was a game changer. You know, these are buddies you go tailgating with, bars with, watch the games, to the games with. And, you know, we had talked about creating a beer where he could enjoy it and we can both enjoy it. And at the time, there wasn't really any good gluten-free beer on the market. So I started reading about brewing gluten-free beer, and we kind of created this plan to start a niche brew pub catered towards dietary restrictions. And after he passed away, I say I sucked at life for a little while, if I'm allowed to say that on the radio.
Absolutely.
Finally, my parents pulled me aside, and they told me I had to get together. And a different buddy came over, and we brewed a batch of beer. And you know, he kind of pushed me towards, you know, you can still chase the dream. You know, maybe not the restaurant part, because I had no restaurant experience, but you know, I had the brewing stuff. And so I decided to go back to school for brewing, and I wanted to focus on producing a gluten-free beer that everyone could enjoy. We were going to create the first dedicated gluten-free brewery out here on the East Coast, but you know, it seemed a little too soon for that. So we have some dedicated gluten-free equipment and have some equipment that has all the gluten in it. Trash Can Banger is not a gluten-free beer. It has lots and lots of gluten in it. But we've been here for 5 years. We've won a few international medals for our gluten-free beer. And we're just cranking, man. We're just trying to have fun in his memory.
Very cool. I have to ask then, Departed Souls is S-O-L-E-S, but is that a tribute to your buddy?
Yes, sir. It's him and I had a propensity for whenever we were intoxicated to purchase ridiculous sneakers together. So I think one of the last times we hung out, we went into the city to watch a Boston College football game, Boston College FSU, and sort of the irony of all this is that day we came home on the way into the city, we both eyed up a pair of sneakers we liked on the way home. We both purchased sneakers. He was later buried in those sneakers. Today we're actually canning a beer that is a collaboration with that sneaker shop that we've started working with in his memory. And we always donate a portion of the proceeds from this beer to charitable causes.
Very cool. Very cool. So I know you're a Central Jersey guy. We talked about this. You're an East Brunswicker. I'm an Old Bridge guy. But from what I understand, you're not necessarily a Yankees fan disgruntled about what happened in 2017, right? That was not the impetus for this Trash Can Banger, right?
No, sir. I think it's really funny the pushback that we're getting from Astros fans, because they're all very proud of winning the 2017 World Series. And that's great. You know, you could be cool with that. You're a fan of a team. I don't expect you to abandon your team because of this. But by the same token, they did bang on trash cans to cheat. You know, that did happen. There's no disputing that. Major League Baseball and the Astros have owned that. So I feel like the fans should just own that and be cool with it. you know, they're not necessarily being cool with it to us, but, you know, we're just baseball fans, and it was a joke. It was just in jest. I'm a Marlins fan. You know, I guess I could make fire sale pale ale, but I don't think that would sell as well. You know, people can try and make fun of me for my team choices, but I've heard it all, and people can make fun of us from being from Jersey, but we've heard all that too. So, you know what? I think if you're old enough to drink a beer, you should be old enough to take a joke and enjoy this.
Yeah, absolutely. So interesting timing. I just read this morning, Adam Ottavino, the Yankees reliever, did an interview, and he said the Astros are kind of getting let off the hook by this whole pandemic thing, because they would have heard, right? They would have heard all about their cheating scandal going back to opening day, and especially on the road. But now there's no games being played, so they're not hearing all of the trash talk. So I'm wondering, do you think fans, and you're a baseball fan, do you think fans might be so happy to get the game back if and when we do get the game back that they may not even bother these guys?
Oh, I'm going to go based off of the response we're getting to this beer. Nobody has forgotten about it. And if the Astros fans are upset about this beer name, I'm guessing based off of the things that I'm seeing on social media in response to this, that this is probably the least of their worries.
Yeah. Well, I have a buddy from college who's a big Astros fan, and he still hasn't forgiven me for the 86 National League Championship Series.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's baseball, and these are rivalries, and before this, after this, I don't think I've ever been to a sporting event where there's not some egging on of people wearing the opposing team's jerseys. And you give somebody some fuel like this, and that's not just going to disappear.
Yeah, I agree. So let me ask you, as a sports fan, Brian, what are your hopes of us getting games back, especially around here, New York, New Jersey, anytime soon?
I can't wait. I can't wait. I've taken to watching things, sporting events on TV that I have no interest and no understanding of. I'm very sad that it seems that my New Jersey Devils will not be in this playoff picture, but I'm hoping for that miraculous 7% chance of winning the NHL lottery again. That would be great to get a number one overall pick again.
Amen.
Big Devils fan. Yeah, big Devils fan. We also make a beer for the Red Bulls. I love to see those supporter sections and my Viking Army buddies out there again, rooting on the team. You know, sports, I always say that craft beer is our community. You know, we don't survive. Breweries don't survive. Their community's not behind them, whether that's their neighborhood or their state. You know, I think sports are just as much about community. You know, as much as we might like to gamble on it and tattoo it to ourselves, you know, it's something we can all relate to. It's something that you make friends with strangers watching. And, you know, I think I can't wait to have it back. And I don't care if I have to, I don't care if I have to drive. I don't have to care if I have to watch it in an empty stadium. I just need that distraction in my life and that joy and that agony of winning and losing, because that's, you know, that's just a part of life.
Yeah. Let me ask you, if you don't mind, when do you think you'll feel comfortable going back to a ballpark or an arena?
That's a tough question, but I mean, I think I trust the doctors, and I trust the first responders and the frontline workers. And if they're telling us it's okay to go to a game, I'm probably going to be first in line to buy a ticket.
All right, let's hit one more time. The brewery in Jersey City is called Departed Souls, S-O-L-E-S. The beer of the week, so to speak, is a Trash Can Banger. And, Brian, where can folks find your brewery and find the beer?
We are located at 150 Bay Street, right downtown Jersey City, just a couple block walk from the Grove Street Path Station. You can find us distributed all throughout New Jersey, Eastern Pennsylvania, Maine, New York, through taproom.com, and you can find us at departedsouls.com.
Very cool. Listen, I appreciate the time. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me, man. This is awesome.
I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Let's go Devils.
Let's go Devils. Let's go Marlins.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, you know, it's Peter. Let me ask you about that. Actually, yeah, you know what? Before we wrap up, I have to ask you about this because it can't be easy being a Marlins fan. But there is a local tie-in, obviously. Derek Jeter is a huge part of the organization now. You as a Marlins fan, I would assume that fandom predates Derek Jeter's involvement with that franchise. How did you feel as a fan when he started to get involved with the team?
You know, as long as he does better than the last owner, I'm happy about it. I don't want to pin any targets on my back right now and say whether I'm a fan of his or not, but I am very proudly wearing a 2003 World Series championship shirt right now and a pair of Dontrell Willis Nike SB Dunks. So I'm
there you go.
My allegiances are to the Marlins, and I don't care who leads us as long as they're leading us in the right direction.
All right. Well, not for nothing.
Is that a good
response? Fine. I'm just, you know, as a disgruntled Mets fan, you've seen two championships to my one since your team came into existence.
And I assure you, I hold that over my family's head all the time.
Yeah, so how'd you become a Marlins fan after growing up in Central Jersey? I know you said you moved down to Miami for a little bit, but was that it?
No. I was at a game at the old Veterans Stadium with a bunch of cousins. Chuck Carr was, I believe, the center fielder of the Marlins at the time, and I didn't really have a team yet. My older brother was a Phillies fan. Everybody else in the family was Mets fans. Game was back and forth, and they kept asking me who I was rooting for, and I would say, whoever was winning at the time. And they started giving me a good-natured ribbing for that. And I don't know if you remember the old Veterans Stadium, but sure. The speakers weren't great there towards the end of the game. And every time they announced Chuck Carr, I thought his name was Truck Carr, and I thought that was the coolest name ever. And I was very upset that my mom did not name me Truck Kulbacki. And so I became a Marlins fan because of Truck Carr.
Oh, that's outstanding. That is outstanding. Good. So who's your favorite player on the team now?
Right now, that's tough. And I don't even, to be honest with you, they're all so young. I really like our core of pitching. I really like Sandy Alcantara. I thought he was going to put it all together this year and make things happen for us. I think Jose Alfaro, the catcher that we got from Philly, I think he's about to turn it up for us. You know, I don't know if he'll ever live up to Real Muto, but, I think he's got a lot of promise. We got a great farm system right now. You know, talking about Peter, him and his team have really done a great job of restoring our farm system. They're talking about this roster expansion to potentially have more players up in the majors if this goes together. And I would love to see some of those young outfielders out there.
Do you shed any tears when you think about Giancarlo Stanton with the Yankees and Christian Yelich not in Miami anymore too?
I gotta say the Yelich one's tough and I'm sorry, Giancarlo. Oh, you're still Michael to me. you'll always be Michael. Giancarlo came out and said some things about the Marlins after he left, and I know most of them are geared towards the old ownership, but they still stung us as fans. I was actually supposed to. My mom is a huge Mets fan, and her goal is to go to every baseball stadium in America at one point. And we were supposed to check off the new Marlins stadium for her the game that Jose Fernandez was supposed to pitch at the day. Or the day that he passed away. So we had flown to Miami anyway. I was actually in Newark Airport when the news broke. And that was super sad for me because I loved watching Jose Fernandez, not even just pitch, just in the dugout. He was just such a joy to watch. And his story reminded me a lot of my best friend's story, same age when they passed away too. And we went to that game the next day, the Monday, I believe it was. And it was the most emotional sporting event I've ever been to. And just raw emotion when the Mets walked around across the field and hugged all the Marlins players. I don't think I don't think there was a dry eye in that building. That was incredible. And, I think that's what we need sports to be back for, because at the end of the day, it's a distraction, but it's also real life. And it just has a whole hell of a lot of meaning beyond the game.
Yeah. So what's the first game you think you'll get to when life gets back to normal?
Oh, well, hockey's out of the question. I'm guessing it's going to be a Red Bulls game. I'm thinking I'll get to go to a game, but I wouldn't be surprised if we're waiting for football at this point.
Yeah, well, I hope to see you at some point, if not at one of the games, then at Departed Souls in Jersey City.
Absolutely. And hey, if all these Yankees or Dodgers fans want me to come throw out a first pitch and serve some of this beer for them, I'll gladly come over to the Bronx.
Very cool. That's Brian Kulbacki. I'm Mark Renee, and you're On the Mark.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.